Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent resigns after federal investigation. By Paul Bois on June 22, 2026. Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, has resigned following a four-month federal investigation. The LAUSD placed Carvalho on paid leave earlier this year following an FBI raid at his home. Since then, few details have been released to the public regarding the alleged charges being scrutinized. He has repeatedly denied all wrongdoing. It's not clear whether Carvalho's departure comes with a negotiated settlement. His contract sets a minimum of a 12-month payout were the district to terminate his employment without cause, reported the Los Angeles Times on Monday. According to law enforcement sources, the federal investigation is tied at least in part to Carvalho's interaction with a contractor that brought a failed artificial intelligence chatbot venture to the district, it added. In his only previous public statement since the raids, issued through his attorneys, he said that he committed no wrongdoing. In his resignation letter, Carvalho did not discuss the ongoing investigation. "It has been a great honor to serve you," he said in his letter addressed to students, teachers, faculty, and parents. "Over the past 4 years, together, we have made historic progress, gains that belong to our students, our educators, staff and our communities. Placing students first has always guided my work," Carvalho added. "Because I believe our schools must remain focused on students and learning without distraction. I am resigning as superintendent of LAUSD effective today, June 21, 2026. The school board responded in a statement of their own. "The board remains steadfast in its commitment to ensuring stability, continuity, and continued progress through strong leadership," the statement said. "Our focus remains unchanged, providing every student with a high-quality education, supporting our dedicated workforce, and maintaining the trust of the communities we serve. Andres Chait, who has been acting superintendent, will remain as head of the LAUSD until a final decision for a replacement has been made. The district serves over 500,000 students. Mr. Carvalho respects the rule of law and the investigative process and has always acted in the best interests of students and within the bounds of the law," a statement provided by Holland & Knight, the law firm representing him, had said. While the government's investigation remains outgoing, no evidence has been presented by prosecutors supporting any allegation that Mr. Carvalho violated federal law.